The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to intervene as to whether New Jersey Senator Robert Torricelli may be replaced on the ballot so close to Election Day. Torricelli abruptly dropped his bid for re-election last week after allegations about improper gifts doomed his campaign. The New Jersey Supreme Court allowed Democrats to replace Torricelli with former Senator Frank Lautenberg. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to consider an appeal from New Jersey Republicans. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports from Newark.
Now that the Supreme Court has washed its hands of the matter, the New Jersey Senate race can finally resume. Republican Douglas Forrester, a businessman with little political experience, says he's ready to reconfigure a campaign that had focused largely on Torricelli's character.
That certainly throws a monkey wrench into things, and a lot of stuff that had been done and prepared in terms of communication is worthless now. But the issues that I've been talking about for 9 months are still relevant. And the good news for me is that Mr. Lautenberg's record on issues like taxes, national security, death penalty is even worse than Mr. Torricelli's.
But all the legal haggling isn't entirely over. The National Republican Party is filing a complaint with the Federal Election Commission to block Democrats from using Torricelli's campaign funds. And a complaint to Attorney General John Ashcroft and an appeal in U.S. District Court are still pending. Tom Shea, spokesman for Lautenberg, says Forrester continues to focus on the process of the election.
He has waged an entire campaign on the fact that he is not Bob Torricelli. He's been running a campaign in the courts and a campaign on Frank Lautenberg's age. At this point in the campaign, Mr. Forrester and the Republican Party have spent $2 million on television in New Jersey, and they've not done a single issue ad.
Lautenberg, the 78-year-old former senator, has assembled a staff and taken control of Torricelli's campaign office. He quickly gained a 4-point lead in the polls, which Forrester discounted as minimal, considering his name recognition. But Steve Adubato, a political commentator in New Jersey, says it was just 1 week ago that one poll showed Torricelli behind by 14 points.
I would say the Democrats are a hell of a lot better off today than they were a week ago. So I understand what Forrester is saying, but the fact is he didn't want a race. He wanted to be able to walk into this with a very, very weak candidate who could not win with Torricelli or, you know, by himself.
Adubato says anger over the 11th hour switch could still hurt the Democrats, but ultimately the voters want to know where the candidates stand. At least something positive can be said about New Jersey's misbegotten Senate race. The last 8 days have finally grabbed the attention of voters. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, Newark.